Good day. My name is Jeannie Smith, and I am nationally certified in therapeutic massage and body work. I treat the mind and body together to offer a very holistic approach to healing. Today, we will address how traumatic events can weigh us down both mentally and physically, and how to address them. We pose the question, are you enlightened? Have you ever heard anyone say something like, it is weighing heavy on my mind? We carry burdens in our mind that can weigh us down, whether they are from trauma, abuse, worry, or negative emotional states. The burdens can come to us in the form of emotionally charged thoughts and memories, such as anger, guilt, or sadness. These are burdens that sometimes render us unable to function fully in our lives and in society, and to live optimally. And since the mind and the body are connected, this can spill over from the emotional body into the physical body. This may be a new concept for many of us, but as a connective tissue therapist that practices the modality of body memory recall, as well as other connective tissue techniques, I see this quite often. We have talk therapists, and we have touch therapists, and those of us that understand the connection between the mind and the body understand that both the emotional charge in the mind and the emotional charge in the body on a cellular level both need to be treated and processed so that a new thought pattern can be integrated and the body and the mind are brought back into balance. Not only does the idea of the concept of treating the mind and the body together help to bring balance, but we could also think of this connection and treatment that gets to the root of the imbalance as a form of enlightenment. We may be used to hearing about enlightenment in the traditional sense of the self, being one with the supreme self, or enlightenment in the form of light itself, photons entering a dark room and filling it with light, therefore enlightening it. We could also think of enlightenment as food, by eating green plants that have converted light from the sun by way of photosynthesis into chlorophyll, which would mean we are sustaining our life force energy with pure light from the sun. Finally, we could think of enlightenment on a physical level, such as when we are carrying a heavy burden and someone comes along and takes up part of it, enlightens the load. Therefore, we become enlightened. There could also be another possible meaning of the word enlightenment, which I would like to open for consideration. When we are traumatized mentally and physically, the bioelectric energy of this event is stored in our mind and in our body. We carry these burdens in the mind in the form of memories. The burden of mental anguish can be treated by talking to a trained counselor that can bring painful memories to the surface, and by talking about them, can help to process them and clear the emotional charge from the mind. It's hard to bring old wounds to the surface within our mind and body that are buried, but you can bring them out of the darkness and into the light, which cleanses and purifies them. When you are pure, you have more clarity. You are living more consciously. You can live your life proactively. You may be thinking, well, I have had counseling and have processed all of these old memories from my mind, and my heart is pure. If we don't process the trauma from the body, these holding patterns can develop into chronic and sometimes crippling conditions. What we don't realize is that the body also has a memory, and there is still an emotional charge in the tissues on a cellular level, and until it is processed and released, this charge is still present. It is called body memory. Body memory is energy from past events, thoughts, feelings, emotions that we have found to be threatening or uncomfortable, that we may have braced or resisted against, that are stored in our tissues, namely our connective tissue. Connective tissue is the largest tissue system of the body. It wraps around our muscles, bones, tendons, ligaments, our visceral organs like our heart and our lungs, and it is one continuous web. It's a matrix. This system communicates with every other system in the body and penetrates areas that nerves cannot get to. Communication of the fascial system, another word for connective tissue, is faster than the nervous system. It's immediate, and it is present on a cellular level. It is also a conductor of bioelectric energy. This includes energy from our thoughts. When we recall old memories that are stored in our tissues through techniques such as body memory recall, a bodywork modality, we can process this residual body memory in a safe place without fear of retribution. We can release these old thought patterns and physical restrictions through specific techniques that promote the experience of recalling or becoming aware that we are holding on to past memories, either consciously or unconsciously. This happens when we are being treated by a touch therapist that has been trained to support this process so that as we recall, we can then release the holding pattern through specific techniques that include compression, stretching, and diagonal twisting to release and relieve connective tissue restrictions that can bind us up physically. Following a release, a new thought pattern is integrated through dialogue and the body is reprogrammed to become balanced and cleared. We lift the burdens in our tissues and the body and mind are back in balance. The emotional charge and weight are lifted and we become enlightened. If you have questions or would like more information about this work, please feel free to reach out to me. I specialize in myofascial release, craniosacral therapy, body memory recall, and other connective tissue techniques. My specialty is connective tissue, and my practice encompasses the greater Hampton Roads metropolitan area of Virginia. To contact me, visit my website at www.sanctuaryofhr.com, by email at jeannie@sanctuaryofhr.com, or by phone at 757-287-6135. Thanks for listening. I look forward to hearing from you.